FP Santangelo is a Washington Nationals color analyst. He played with Vladdy Sr. and covering the Nationals, he's certainly no stranger to prospects. The Washington Nationals sort of carrying on the proud Montreal Expos tradition of developing young players, it seems, almost every year. And as I mentioned, we're very pleased to be joined by FP Santangelo. FP, man, what's up?
Wait, Vladdy has a kid?
You didn't know?
Nobody told me. No, what's going on? Something going on in Canada today with Vladdy has a kid? No,
yeah,
Vladdy had a kid today.
Well, I don't know if he had a kid today. I mean, his kid is here. So, yes. It's
no,
pretty
I'm
big
excited.
Deal.
I'm excited. Yeah, it's a big deal in three countries, not just Canada, but with all the ties, obviously, with Vladdy Jr. in Montreal and his mom and Vladimir Sr. and the fact that he's really good. So there's three countries that are going crazy today. I know up in my booth tonight, I'll be doing the Padres game, but I have a monitor, and I'm going to have that game on. So if you watch the Nationals game tonight and you hear the color analysts real quiet, it's because I'm watching Vladdy Jr. I think it's cool, Jeff. You know, I always joke that I'm half Canadian, spending three summers and a half in Ottawa and then four in Montreal. So, you know, I know the whole national anthem in French verbatim. I sing it all the time in French to impress my friends. So the fact that Vladdy Jr. is coming up today. And there's so much hype, right? And this kid's been around it his whole life. This is nothing for him. This is what he was born to do. And I'm sure you've heard this a million times today, but I just, honest to God, this is probably going way out on a limb. I think when it's all said and done, this kid has a chance to be the best there ever was. That's how good his swing is. It's amazing to me to watch his hands, his quickness, how short he is to the ball, the way the ball comes off the bat, the confidence level. I mean, This is big stuff, not just for Canada, but for baseball.
You know, it's fascinating, too, because I know I think I spoke to you a couple of years ago when Vladdy was going into the Hall of Fame, or maybe last year. And, you know, people remember Vladdy Sr. and you know, the story of Vladdy Sr., what a great player he was. But, you know, as we talked about, look, when he came up, he joined a team in September, a team that was – pretty damn good team, a team that was in the wild card race, a team that was six back from a real good Braves team. He came in September, of course. Felipe Alou's manager got him right in the lineup. You know, some guys lost playing time as a result of that. The team didn't win the wild card spot, and you know, Vladdy just sort of disappeared into the Dominican Republic for the offseason and then came back the next year. Vladdy Jr.'s not going to be able to do that, is he? I mean, you know what I mean? He's here all year. So it's like we're not getting a taste of him right now. This is the beginning of a long run. And I wonder, FP, when you look back at Vladdy Sr. and sort of the hype around him, different hype, but it was still hype nonetheless. Just talk to us a little bit about the mood was like in that Expos team when he joined them.
Well, I think you and I have talked about it in the past. It's the one minor leaguer that we heard about in the Gulf Coast League. Like this kid in the Gulf Coast League rakes. He hit four something in the Gulf Coast League or whatever. And then you're hearing about, oh, he's in West Palm right now hitting 340. And then, hey, this Vladimir Guerrero kid is really good. And you heard about him all the way up, which was rare when you're in the major leagues or, you know, even when I was in AAA in Ottawa, we were hearing about this kid in A-ball. So you rarely hear about guys down there, and we kind of knew he was on the radar. We heard what a great swing he had. You know, we just didn't, you know what kind of player he was. And then all of a sudden he gets called up to the Expos. And I think we had a good chemistry going that year, and you can ruffle some feathers when all of a sudden, what was he, 19 when he got called up, 20, something like that, and inserted right into the lineup on a winning ball club that was going for the wild card. You know, guys were kind of looking, you know, rolling their eyes at Felipe at that point. Because we didn't know anything like this guy's going to be a future Hall of Famer or, you know, what he was all about. But watching him, you could see the talent. But I think the difference that Jays fans are going to see between father and son is this is a polished player coming up. Vladdy was not polished when he came up. He ran the bases poorly. He got thrown out a lot. He was all gangly. He swung at everything, which he did his whole career. But he missed cutoff men. And it was a process for him to slow the game down. As any 19- or 20-year-old, you know, we're seeing that right now with Juan Soto and Victor Robles here, is is, you know, it takes a while to slow the game down and to get under control and to learn the nuances of the Major League Baseball game. And I think early on, Vladdy was just this raw talent. I mean, he was just, a cutoff man. The cutoff man would have had to have been like 12'4" for him to hit it. He was launching balls all over. He was running the bases aggressively, but at times getting thrown out. And you're just, those are the growing pains you got to go through. Now with Junior, I think it's a different story. This guy's a Major League Baseball player right now. I mean, you're not going to see those growing pains, even though he's young, that you would see with a normal 20-year-old. Even Bryce Harper here, when he was 19 and got called up, the little things in baseball that we don't see much at the Major League level anymore, the cutoffs, the running the bases, and knowing the score and when to take a chance and what inning and how to take a chance. And if it's a, you know, it's a gamble that you should take, you know, scoring from second base when the pitcher's coming up and you might get thrown out. Okay, yeah, take a chance there, but not in a tie game late with your number three hitter coming up. So there's all kinds of different scenarios in a game where you're going to push the envelope as a base runner. You're going to push the envelope as a thrower in the outfield. And then, hey, screw the cutoff man here. I'm throwing this all the way in the air of the plate because this run matters. So all these little things that you had to see Vladdy develop into Vladdy Sr., I don't think you're going to see with Junior. I think you're going to see a polished major leaguer that just hits the ground running, man. This is going to be fun to watch.
How different, FP, from what you've seen with, you know, with the guys that are with the Nationals now, Robles and Soto and guys like that, and Bryce Harper and, of course, Steven Strasburg. How we've talked about how this is a young man's game now, and you know, to the point where you're, I think baseball's got to look at how it addresses the whole situation of when and how it pays its players. How different are prospects now from back when you played? You know, because you played with a lot of guys who were really gilt-edged prospects. But how different are these kids now? Are they more advanced? Well, how would you describe it?
No, they're more talented, less advanced. And I say that with all due respect, because back in the day, and I don't want to sound like old broadcaster guy now, but back in the day, Jeff, the minor leagues, the product down there was amazing. It was hard to get out of AA and AAA. So what does that mean? Well, when I was in Ottawa for 3 years, you know, you're playing against Carlos Delgado and Sean Green, and, you know, you have players on every team that are really good, but they're being developed. So now you're competing at a high level at the minor leagues. And every single year you're learning something. You're really becoming a developed baseball player. Now, because there's such a need at the major league level, these kids are getting rushed. And for good reason, right? The talent and the skill set is there, but all the little nuances of being a good teammate and off the field stuff and, you know, the little nuances of the game that we learned because we were grinding down there in the minor leagues. When we got to the big leagues, we were more polished players. We knew the game better. We understood it more. So now you're getting these tremendous talents that are rushed through the big leagues, and they might not know the little things that we learn through, you know, trial and error in front of 500 people in Syracuse on a given night versus 50,000 people in Toronto on a given night. Also, when you're calling these kids up, it waters down the product and the competition level at the minor league level. So now you get a bunch of 19 and 20-year-olds that are flourishing at the major league level, Acuna Jr., Albies, guys in Atlanta, the guys here at D.C., and now the product down there or the competition level down there is watered down. So that's kind of a all-encompassing deal where you have players that maybe aren't ready, but they can play up here. And now the minor league competition level isn't as high as it used to be back in the day.